Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I won't spend too much time on this, but last night the Nets lost to the 76ers. Kyrie Irving did not play well. He probably shouldn't have played back-to-back and missed so much time. They're babying Caris LeVert, but Kyrie Irving makes his own rules. Fine. He's a big part of why they lost. Joe, I know you watched the game. I
did
agree with that statement.
He did not play well.
They also missed a ton of free throws.
Oh,
Tobias Harris hit some amazing shots.
And Philly missed a lot of free throws, too.
They did, too. You're right. Both teams did miss a lot of free throws. So after the game, Kyrie Irving's kind of asked about, and I forget the exact nature of the question, but, you know, where are you compared to some of these other top teams? They're about to face a very difficult schedule. And he says, I mean, it's transparent. It's out there. It's glaring in terms of the pieces that we need in order to be at the next level, Irving said. Remember, he shot 6 for 21 from the field. He's a big part of why they lost. I'm going to continue to reiterate it. We're going to do the best we can with the guys we have in our locker room now, and we'll worry about all the other stuff in terms of moving pieces and everything else as an organization down the line in the summer. It's something we signed up for. We know that we were coming into the beginning of the season. Guys were going down left and right for us. Collectively, I feel like we have great pieces. But it's pretty glaring we need one more piece or two more pieces that will complement myself, Durant, DJ, that's DeAndre Jordan, GT, that's Garrett Temple, Spencer, and Karras, and we'll see how that evolves. Kyrie, I have great respect for your talent, and I'm sure your family members may be listening. Who the hell are you? You have played 13 games for this team, and I have great respect for your talent, and I'm happy you grew up as a Nets fan, and trust me, there are very few people that want you to succeed more than me and every other Net fan. But you're damn right that ticked me off. Who the hell are you? You've played 13 games. You just contributed to the loss. And you're out here not mentioning Jared Allen's name like he doesn't exist.
He actually had a good game last night, Jared Allen.
He did. Or Joe Harris's name, who the Nets better re-sign. Like, I get it. I'm not saying the Nets are a championship team. But a big part of why I don't know what pieces they need is your ass didn't play for 30 games. So how could I even evaluate what the Nets are? I've seen them at full strength minus Durant for 5 seconds. And I got to hear this guy, who has had nothing to do with them making the playoffs last year, who walks in, they get off to a bad start, he gets hurt and disappears for 2 months, comes back, their record is like 5-8 when he plays. Now, do they need Kyrie? Of course they do. I'm not naive. But that is something I did not want to hear, and I don't want to hear from you. Do something for this franchise, and then we can talk. But as of now, what have you done other than being MIA? And again, I say this with all sorts of peace and love because I want you to be great.
Of course you do. Sure.
But, you know, I woke up this morning and saw it pissed me off. Like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
I knew we were going to deal with trauma. I understood. I signed up for this, right, Joe? You could have signed up for it too. But it was troublesome.
You signed up for it because you got Durant.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. I mean, this guy, you know, he is what he is, man. You know, he is what he is.
Well, they're 18.
He's got a history of this kind of thing.
I know, and I have to deal with that, right? I made that bet, but you said it best. I signed up for this because of the
Durant,
big guy.
That's the only reason.
That's the reason.
That's it.
Otherwise, I would have kept DeAngelo and called it a day.
Yep.
He's younger, has a better track record of health.
And actually did something for your team last year because he helped lead you to the playoffs.
He did. And he's never said we need to, like, break up the roster.
Right.
Which maybe, by the way, I'm not saying what Kyrie said is wrong. What I'm saying is I've watched every second of the Nets this season. How could I evaluate them? I haven't seen them play together.
No, I understand.
All right. That's it. That's all I've said about that. We can all move on now and get back to your regularly.
They play Milwaukee next?
They play the Bucks on Saturday.
Saturday. Where's that game? In Milwaukee?
No, in Brooklyn. Spencer Dinwiddie, Iron Man bobblehead day.
Oh, I saw that. It's actually not a terrible bobblehead.
It's not bad.
He's actually like in a uniform.
Yeah, you're right.
And there's so many different Net uniforms.
It looks like a real one.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's like every game has a new uniform.
That's right.
Every game.
Bucks on Saturday, Philly.
Ed Stye.
Yeah.
What do you got? They got one that says Flatbush Avenue?
Yeah, just Ed Stye.
They don't have them in Flatbush Avenue?
No, they don't have Park Slope
Brooklyn
yet.
Brooklyn Bridge?
No,
they don't have that yet?
Not yet. That'll come. Don't give them ideas, Joe.
Benson Hurst? Yes. Not yet.
Huh? I'm glad that I have an off day from the Nets tonight tomorrow. I need a break mentally.
You going to watch the Ranger game? I'll watch the Islander game tonight
right, from Nassau.
I'm sorry I said that.
It's okay.
We
get back to your regularly scheduled sign-stealing Carlos Beltran programming.
Yes.
Just took a little escape
for
a second.
The week of sign-stealing. Oh, my God.
And you know what really
I'm begging for steroids.
I tell you one thing.
Begging for steroids. Bro, what? Can I get steroids?
You want me to inject it?
I would consider it. If I was going to go play, if I was playing golf now, I'm in.
Yes.
I would, give me the HGH.
Oh, HGH does a lot of good.
I'm in.
There are some negative ramifications for using steroids.
Negative ramifications every day.
No, that is true.
Can I just ask, Joe always says he's not a guy who cheats with shots, and he's not one of those guys who's going to say, no, I shot 6 instead of 8 or whatever.
Right, I would
but
not
this
do that.
You would be okay with.
Oh, of course.
It's different.
It's different.
How is it different?
It's
the same thing.
Different.
He's not competing at a major level.
It's not that.
I'm not
it's
playing
about
on a PGA
yourself
tour.
To see how good you're getting.
Well, no.
Hey,
no.
Look, you know what? If I got out there and got better because I was doing HGH, I'm in, man. But that doesn't mean I would ever cheat on, you know, as my golf score.
Is that a proper evaluation of how your skill's gotten?
Yeah. That's your physical body doing it.
I don't really care. If that's going to make me better, I mean, that's it.
I
wouldn't tell anybody. I'll tell Terry. I'll tell you right now, she's in for him too.
Was that like Roger and his wife reportedly?
I wouldn't be having like my buddy. Oh, hey, can you inject my wife in me? Like Roger did. What was that?
Roger, by the way, was playing at that golf tournament. Terry Francona
was he?
Yeah, he's there. He doesn't shy away from stuff.
Yeah, well,
you know, we've had a. I think Ernie has said this. We've had a chance to have Roger Clemens on. And the reason why we haven't done it is I've always said to Ernie, and I think you agree with this, even if you don't care, that we have to ask him about steroids. Like, we can't have him on and not.
Who's that, Clemens?
Clemens, and that's always the thing that, like, ends it.
You think Clemens would come on with us?
No, I think we've had a chance, and that's been the reason we have it, because...
And the bat throwing, which is also another big...
Well, you have to ask
that. He talk about that.
No, I know that. It's just two major things you got to talk about.
No, but, the bat throwing, I think he'd answer. He'd say, yeah, I thought it was... He would go with the same story. I don't think he would want to talk about steroids. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
but you guys wouldn't let him off when he says, I was just throwing the bat away.
No.
You guys would go at him, which would be different than most stations. They would just let him go away and get away with it.
Right. Well, that also was very personal to us. That was very personal
to me.
If you
ever get Piazza on like we didn't today.
Well, I'm asking him about that.
Oh, you got to ask
because
him about it.
The memory I have is I was in that stadium, upper deck with my dad, and I lost my mind when I saw the bat being thrown. I started cursing, screaming. No Yankee fans said a word to me. They were all like, let this kid just rant. I was 17 at the time.
Well, what could they say there?
I lost my mind. I was ready to get beat up by Roger Clemens. Not fight Roger Clemens. Like, I would go out
I was
and
watching
beat me
that
up.
Game in the bunker in Astoria is where
and
I was.
And what did you think when you saw that? You
I didn't know what to
mind?
Think. I didn't know what to think.
Oh,
I don't know what to think.
Something snapped in me.
Yeah.
I
don't know what
really
to think.
I was really upset. And Mike wasn't.
I wasn't happy.
No, of course not. But Mike's reaction was shock, which I'm still kind of surprised by. Yet Mike, and I would ask him this, went after Guillermo Moda like he stole his money.
He went looking for the guy.
Yeah. So obviously Mike has the ability to just lose his mind and go, which is normal. That's human.
The only thing I can think of is that Piazza didn't want to get thrown out of a World Series game.
You think that went through his mind?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. I think his answer, if I had to guess, is going to be, I was stunned. I just didn't know what was happening.
Maybe.
With Moda, I knew he was going to throw at me, and I was ready to go get him. With Roger, it was, what the heck just happened?
Right.
Did he just...
Well, there was a little bit of an element of that. I mean, it was just so stunning, you know?
Yeah.
That could be something to that.
No, that still ticks me.
Yeah. No,
I got to get over it.
It's only 20 years now.
I know,
it's hard to believe that's like 20 years. Like 2000 is 20 years ago, bro.
You know what that means,
How is that possible?
Time flies.
Well.
I think it means
And the
that,
older you get, the faster it goes. I say that all the time.
Oh, yeah. I think that means 20 years later, with us on at a later time, we're going to get the rematch. I think we're going to get
You think so? In 20 years?
No, now. 20 years later.
Oh, you think this year is going to be Yankee Met World Series?
Why the heck not? Why not? We're due as a town, man.
We're due.
After this last decade, we are due. Yankees didn't win a pennant this decade. Right, the Mets are the Mets. We are due for that. The Jets and Giants have been bad for a while. Forget the Knicks. The Nets, whatever. Mm. Aren't we due for something like that? A Met-Yankee world? That'd be something else. Oh,
I think the one thing we could get is an Islander-Ranger playoff series.
Well, you guys are gonna have to start to win some more hockey games if you want that to happen.
I understand that, but I think it's a possibility.
Yeah, no, I think it's possible.
And I think it may not happen this year, but I think it's gonna happen soon.
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen.
I think that's happening soon.
I don't think that'll happen this year, but yeah, I could see it down the road, obviously.
Which would be really great for New York, because actually we'd actually be able to talk hockey.
Well, look, Rangers Devils was awesome in the conference finals back in 2011.
We were there for that disaster.
2012. Yeah, we were. It was great.
Well, I didn't think it was.
I did. I know.
Great.
I thought it was fantastic. What?
It's not the same feel, though, it would be with the Islanders.
Oh, no. Well, the Devils aren't my team, obviously.
No. But I mean, just even with that, I mean, an Islander Rangers would be off the charts.
Oh, it'd be bigger, yes.
Way ahead of Rangers Devils.
No question. No question about that. And I would be, that'd be something.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.